Hey everyone, welcome back. I'm really excited for today's deep dive.
Oh, yeah.
We're going to be looking at the world of aviation maintenance,
Okay.
and I have got a huge stack of articles here
Wow.
about all the latest and greatest.
Awesome.
So we've got everything from AI to companies that go all the way back to the Spirit of St. Louis.
Really?
Yeah, it's going to be pretty awesome.
I'm excited.
So what's really cool about all this is how the industry is this blend of history and innovation, right?
You see companies building on, decades of experience,
Right.
but then they're also pushing the boundaries
Yeah.
of what we can do with aircraft maintenance.
Yeah, it's really cool. So speaking of history, let's talk about Schaeffler Aerospace. This company actually had a bearing in the Spirit of St. Louis.
Wow, talk about a legacy.
I know,
It
right?
really shows you how long they've been in the industry.
Yeah.
What I find really interesting is their infinite fatigue life
Yeah.
concept.
Yeah, what was
So back in the 80s, they realized that environmental factors play a bigger role in a bearing's lifespan than simple wear and tear.
Oh, interesting.
So it's not just about how many times a bearing spins, it's about protecting it from things like corrosion.
So it's like how well it's protected? That
Exactly.
makes a lot of sense.
And that's where their remanufacturing services come in.
Oh, okay.
They can take a used bearing, restore it,
Yeah.
make it like new,
Wow.
and it'll save you up to 70% compared to just buying a new one.
That's awesome.
It's good for your budget and the planet.
Yeah, so they're basically giving these parts a second life.
Precisely.
I love that.
And they're also committed to sustainability. They're aiming for carbon neutral production by 2030.
That's amazing.
Yeah, they're really walking the walk when it comes to the environment.
That's really cool. Now, their expertise goes beyond just bearings, right?
Oh, absolutely. They work on all sorts of rotating equipment. They've worked with all the major engine manufacturers. Their MRO knowledge, and MRO stands for maintenance, repair, and overhaul, by the way, is really extensive.
They're like a one-stop shop for keeping those critical parts in top shape.
Yeah, pretty much.
That's awesome. Okay, let's shift gears a little bit and talk about a company that's bringing AI to the MRO world,
Okay.
Aeronext.
I've heard of them.
Have you?
Yeah.
They describe themselves as, and I love this, the chessboard that isn't blindfolded.
That's a good way to put it.
I know, right? And they're really trying to make this complex industry more manageable.
Yeah, there are definitely some pain points in aviation maintenance,
Totally.
and they're tackling them head on with their AI-powered platform.
So what are some of the things that they're doing that are really making a difference?
One of the biggest is instant onboarding.
What do you mean?
You can start using the software right away. You don't need any lengthy training.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, that's a huge difference compared to some of the older systems,
Right.
which can take months to implement.
Wow. So what else makes them stand out?
Well, their AI-powered data import is a game changer.
Okay.
No more manual data entry.
Oh, nice.
It saves you so much time and reduces errors, too.
Right.
And on top of that, they have predictive maintenance.
Oh, tell me about that.
This helps you catch problems before they become major issues.
So instead of reacting to breakdowns, they can actually anticipate them.
Exactly.
That's got to be huge for things like downtime and operating cost.
Absolutely huge impact.
Wow.
And they also have an electronic logbook with offline sync. Makes compliance much easier.
Oh, that's nice. So it sounds like they're really streamlining the whole process.
They are, and they have transparent pricing, which is always nice.
It's always good to know what you're getting into.
Right.
That's awesome. Now, the founder is Mahmoud Elsawa. He's an industry veteran, so that gives them a lot of credibility.
Yeah, they really understand the challenges.
They've been there.
That's cool. Okay, let's go from a cutting-edge company to one with a really long history.
Okay.
Elliott Aviation.
They've been around for over 85 years.
Wow.
I know, right?
That's impressive.
They started from a simple grass airstrip,
Really?
and they've grown into this multi-location powerhouse.
That's a great story.
I know. It's a testament to their ability to like adapt and
Yeah.
thrive in this constantly changing industry.
For sure.
So what kind of services do they actually offer?
Well, they have a nose-to-tail approach.
What does that mean?
Basically, they can handle pretty much any maintenance need you have.
Oh, wow.
They have factory-trained technicians for all sorts of aircraft,
Oh.
from Hawkers to Falcons.
So you know you're in good hands.
Definitely.
That's reassuring. What are some of their areas of expertise, though?
They have a really good reputation for their avionics upgrades.
Okay.
And it's not just about keeping up with the latest gadgets.
Right.
These upgrades can actually increase safety, improve performance,
Yeah.
and even boost the value of your aircraft.
So they're not just fixing things, they're making them better. That's really cool.
And what's even more impressive is they have in-house engineering,
Okay.
and they can even develop their own STCs.
Wait, hold on. What's an STC?
No, sorry. STC stands for Supplemental Type Certificate.
Okay.
Basically, it's an approval from, aviation authorities
Yeah.
to modify an aircraft beyond its original design.
Yeah.
So Elliott Aviation isn't just installing off-the-shelf upgrades. They're creating their own innovative solutions.
So they're not just following the pack, they're actually leading the way.
Exactly.
That's awesome. And they don't just stop at the technical side.
Nope.
They also offer interior and paint design.
They do.
That's really cool. So they can handle everything from the essential maintenance to the aesthetics.
Yeah, full service operation.
I love it. Speaking of keeping things running smoothly, let's talk about Teledyne Controls.
Okay.
This company's all about helping airlines make sense of their data.
Oh yeah, data is crucial in aviation.
It is.
And Teledyne gives you the tools to collect it,
Yeah.
manage it, and analyze it effectively.
Right. And all that translates to better safety,
Yes.
smoother compliance, and increased efficiency.
Absolutely.
That's great. So they offer a bunch of different solutions,
They do.
but their data loading technology really caught my eye,
No.
especially the PMAT XS and the EADL XS.
Those are important because aircraft are becoming more and more reliant on software.
Right, and software needs updates or they
Exactly.
go.
And the EADL XS addresses the growing concern of cybersecurity
Oh, that's a good point.
with advanced security features and wireless connectivity.
So it's like the secure pipeline for getting those software updates to the aircraft?
Pretty much, yeah.
That's awesome.
And it's also been certified for use on the Boeing 737NG,
Oh, wow.
which is a big deal.
Yeah, it's a major stamp of approval from the industry.
It is.
So they also have the Lodestar Server Enterprise 3,
Right.
and that acts like the central hub for all this data,
Yeah,
right?
exactly.
So it ties together all their data loading solutions, and that makes it easier for airlines to manage their software and stay compliant.
Makes everything much smoother.
That's great. Now, they have a global reach
They do.
and a really strong commitment to customer support.
Yeah, they're a reliable partner for airlines that are trying to navigate this complex data landscape.
Okay, so we've covered some major players in aviation
Oh,
maintenance,
we have.
but I want to talk about a few more companies
Okay.
before we wrap up this part of our deep dive.
Sounds good.
So first up, Buffalo Shrink Wrap.
All right.
This might seem like a simple solution,
Yeah.
but it's actually incredibly effective for protecting machinery during storage or transportation.
It's all about practicality and
Right.
being cost effective.
Yeah.
Their shrink wrap is really durable, it's easy to repair,
Okay.
and it helps to prevent damage.
Yeah, it's a smart way to protect those expensive aircraft components.
Definitely.
Okay, next we have Volare, and they have a multidisciplinary approach to aviation services. They
Interesting.
do everything
How do you hear?
from MRO to trading, leasing, and even teardown.
Wow, that's a lot.
I know, right?
What's their focus?
Their focus is on maximizing the lifespan and value of aircraft,
Okay.
which is good for the environment and for business.
Makes sense.
They're really strong in the A320 and ATR markets, and they've also become leaders in converting passenger aircraft into freighters.
Interesting.
Okay, now let's talk about something a bit more urgent.
What's that?
Fuel tank safety.
Oh, right.
JETair Group has developed a solution called Invicta.
Yeah, I've heard of that.
Have you?
Yeah.
It's getting a lot of attention because of the upcoming deadlines for fuel tank flammability reduction.
Yeah, safety regulations are getting stricter.
Right.
Airlines need to be prepared.
They do. And so Invicta uses a military-grade foam that's installed once, and it requires zero maintenance.
That's good.
I know, right?
Does it meet all the requirements?
It meets the requirements of multiple agencies, actually,
Oh, wow.
and it installs quickly,
Okay.
and it doesn't require any changes to the existing fuel systems.
So it's a pretty comprehensive solution.
Yeah, it really ticks all the boxes. And I imagine there's a lot of pressure to get this done before the deadlines hit.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
JETair is really urging airlines to be proactive and make sure their fleets are compliant.
Better safe than sorry.
Couldn't agree more. Okay, lastly, we have Sistratech.
Okay.
They specialize in precision weighing systems for aviation.
You might not think weighing systems are that exciting,
Right.
but they're actually crucial for load optimization and sustainability.
It's all about finding those marginal gains
Exactly.
that make a big difference in the long run.
Yeah, Sistratech has some impressive tech.
Oh, yeah. Like what?
They have these carbon fiber platforms that are super accurate and durable,
Okay.
and they also have portable platforms that can even measure wheel position.
Wow, that's really precise.
It is.
So how does that actually benefit airlines?
Well, it helps them get accurate balance calculations,
Okay.
which can reduce fuel consumption and emissions.
So it's a win-win for the environment and the bottom line.
Exactly. It's like they took lab-grade tech and brought it to the MRO world.
That's really cool. It's all about finding those hidden efficiencies and
Yeah.
squeezing out every bit of
Oh,
performance.
it is.
So we've covered a lot of ground in this first part of our deep dive.
We have.
We've gone from historical perspectives
Got to go.
to cutting-edge technologies,
Yeah.
and it's clear that this industry is full of innovation.
It really is. Welcome back. It's really cool to see all these innovations in aviation maintenance.
I know, right? And we're not done yet.
What else do we have?
Yeah,
Okay.
there are still more companies to talk about.
Right.
In this part, I want to focus on a company that's really putting the spotlight on the technicians.
The technicians.
Yeah, like the unsung heroes of aviation maintenance.
Oh, I see what you mean.
So the company is Sonic Tools, and they really understand how important technician efficiency is
Right.
because that impacts like the whole MRO process.
It does.
So their tools and systems are all designed to make the technician's job easier.
And safer.
Yeah, exactly.
It's easy to forget about the technician sometimes.
I know. We think about the big hangars and the complex
Punished.
machinery,
Right.
but it's really the technicians who are on the front lines.
They're the ones keeping everything running smoothly.
Yeah, they are. So Sonic Tools has developed some really cool solutions.
Like what?
Well, one that stands out is their Sonic Foam System.
The foam system.
Have you heard of this?
I think so, but remind me how it works.
Okay, so basically, they have these custom-cut foam inserts
Uh-huh.
that hold each tool in a specific spot.
Okay.
It might seem like a small thing,
Yeah.
but it makes a huge difference.
How so?
No more wasting time searching for the right tool.
Right.
Everything has its place.
Makes sense.
You know exactly where to find it.
So it's like a perfectly organized toolbox.
All the time.
That's got to be so efficient.
It is. Studies have shown that it can increase productivity by 20%.
Wow, that's significant.
I know, and it's not just about speed.
What else?
It also enhances FOD prevention.
FOD, what's that?
Oh, sorry. FOD stands for foreign object debris.
Ah, okay.
It's a big concern in aviation maintenance
Oh.
because even a tiny object left behind can cause serious problems.
That makes sense.
So with the foam system,
Right.
every tool has its spot.
Yeah.
So it's easy to see if something's missing.
It's like a built-in safety check.
Yeah, exactly.
If a tool's not there, you know something's wrong.
Right. And it creates a safer work environment overall.
And it must make inventory control easier, too.
Way easier. You can audit a drawer in seconds
Wow.
just by looking at the foam.
No more manual inventory checks.
Exactly.
That's brilliant.
Now, keeping track of all those tools can still be tricky.
Yeah, especially in a busy MRO environment.
I know, but Sonic has thought of that.
What do they do?
They serialize each tool,
Okay.
so it's individually tracked.
Makes sense.
It's great for loss prevention
Right?
and maintenance scheduling.
That's smart.
So it's a really comprehensive system.
It sounds like it.
Is it catching on in the industry?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Okay.
Some big names are using it.
Like who?
SpaceX,
Wow.
American Airlines,
Okay.
Alaska Airlines.
If they're using it, it must be good.
It's a good sign.
It's great to see companies focusing on the technicians.
Yeah, and making their jobs easier and safer.
Yeah, exactly. So I think in the last part of our deep dive,
Okay.
it would be good to kind of zoom out a bit.
Zoom out.
Yeah, and look at the bigger trends in the industry.
Oh.
Things like globalization, the skills gap,
Right.
the growing complexity of aircraft.
Yeah, those are all important factors.
I think it'll be interesting to see how those forces are shaping not just the technology.
But the people, too.
Yeah,
The
exactly.
people who keep our aircraft flying.
Exactly. All right, welcome back to our final part of this deep dive.
Yeah, it's been a cool journey so far.
It has. We've looked at some incredible companies,
Uh-huh.
but now I want to kind of zoom out.
Okay.
Look at the bigger picture.
The big picture, all right.
What are some of the like trends and challenges that
Yeah.
are shaping the future of aviation maintenance?
Well, I think one of the biggest ones is globalization.
Globalization, huh?
Yeah. Air travel is so interconnected now,
Right.
so the industry has to keep up.
Makes sense.
We're seeing more and more cross-border partnerships.
Okay.
Companies are sharing expertise and resources.
So it's like the whole industry is becoming more integrated.
Yeah,
But
exactly.
I imagine that comes with its own set of
But
challenges.
sure.
Like,
Well, you need a lot of coordination.
right?
You got to standardize things.
Yeah.
Different countries have different regulations,
That's true.
making sure the quality and safety are consistent everywhere.
That's a lot to juggle.
It is.
It's like you're conducting a global orchestra or something.
That's a good way to put it.
And then on top of all that,
Yeah.
we have the skills gap.
Oh, right.
Which we talked about earlier.
That's a big one.
It is, because aircraft are getting more advanced, but we don't have enough skilled technicians to keep up.
That's a real concern for the industry.
It is. So how do we fix that?
It's going to take a lot of effort from everyone.
Everyone.
Yeah, schools, governments, industry leaders.
It's like a team effort. We
Exactly.
need to get more young people interested in this career.
Yeah, show them how exciting it
Show
is.
them all the cool technology and the opportunities.
Absolutely.
And we need to improve the training programs.
Yeah, make sure they're teaching the right skills.
The skills for these super complex aircraft,
Right.
like, we need to be training for the aircraft of the future,
That's a good point.
not just for what we have now.
Exactly, because things are changing so
But
fast.
with electric aircraft, automation, all these next-gen systems.
You need to be forward-looking.
Definitely. And it's not just about technical skills either,
You
right?
know it's not.
You need critical thinking, problem-solving,
These
adaptability.
guys are facing some tough challenges.
They are. It's not just about fixing what's broken anymore.
Right.
It's about anticipating what might break.
And being able to come up with solutions on the spot.
Yeah, they need to be innovators.
That's a great way to put it.
And that brings us to another trend.
Okay.
The aircraft themselves are becoming more complex.
They
Are
are.
more electric systems, more automation,
Right.
more sophisticated
It's a
systems.
whole new level of complexity.
And we need people who can handle that.
We do.
And with things like urban air mobility,
Yeah.
supersonic
And
travel,
things are moving fast.
they are.
The industry has to adapt quickly.
So it's an exciting time to be in this field
It is. Lots of opportunity.
and challenges.
For sure.
So, what are some key takeaways for our listeners?
I would say, first of all, technology is going to be huge.
Okay.
AI, machine learning, predictive analytics.
All that good stuff.
Yeah, they're already being used. And their impact is only going to grow.
So companies need to embrace those advancements.
They do if they want to stay competitive.
It's like data is the new fuel.
It really is.
And along with all the tech advancements,
Yeah.
there's a big focus on sustainability,
Absolutely.
reducing environmental impact, using less fuel,
Right.
exploring alternative fuels,
Yeah.
developing more sustainable
It is
materials.
not just talk anymore.
It's
Yeah,
action.
it's a core principle.
That's great. But at the end of the day,
Yeah.
it all comes down to people.
It does.
Investing in the right people,
Yeah.
attracting them,
Training them.
retaining them.
That's how the industry will thrive.
It has been an amazing journey
It has.
looking at all these
Especially on
innovations
some cool stuff.
from the history to the
Yeah.
technology
Yeah.
to the future trends.
It's fascinating.
It is, and it's clear that this industry is constantly evolving.
Always pushing the boundaries.
And the people who keep our aircraft flying,
Yeah.
they're the ones driving that progress.
They are the unsung heroes.
They are, and thanks to everyone for joining us on this deep dive.
Yeah, thanks for listening.
I hope you learned something new.
I hope you're inspired.
Yeah, keep exploring, keep learning.
And keep looking up at the sky.
Because the future of aviation is taking flight.